It's time for Pabst. The makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon present Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the lads with the charming star of the gay divorcee, Ginger Rogers. When you buy foods or tobaccos or automobiles, you demand the assurance of a trusted name and a well-known label. That's a good rule to follow when you buy beer or ale. When you want assurance of quality in brewed drinks, it's time for Pabst. For more than 90 years, saying Pabst has been another way of saying the best. Pabst Blue Ribbon has long been the symbol of purity and fine flavor in beer or ale. And today, Pabst Blue Ribbon on a bottle is your guarantee of as fine a product as can be brewed. When you want the best that comes in bottles, it's time for Pabst. And now for Ben Burney and all the lads.
And salutations to all you guys and all you gals. Greetings, felicitations to all of our Blue Ribbon pals. We travel north, south, east, west, and everywhere we go we find the most of the best. Greetings and salutations to all you guys and gals.
Gals, gals. Open up your dials, ladies and gentlemen. Open up your dials. Open wider, please. That's it. Just a little wider. That's fine. This isn't going to hurt you a bit. It'll all be over in about a half hour. God, I sound like old Painless Bernie, the neighborhood dentist. So I'll say. Well, I'm not pulling teeth, but I am pulling for good old Pabst Blue Ribbon. And so whether or not you see your dentist twice a week, by all means see your Blue Ribbon dealer twice a week. And now let's see. Dr. Burney will yank out a toothsome little ditty entitled, You Fit Into the Picture. Billy Wilson is going to sing the vocal. Will you take a gas or a local anesthetic, Billy?
Have you been with us? You belong, right here in my arms. You fit into my love life. Where on earth did you hide? You belong, right here by my side. You're the one that I've looked for. I'm glad that you came. My heart's in a place for no one but you, yeah. You fit into the picture, don't deny me, don't lie. You belong, right here in my arms.
Gifted into the picture, arranged by Harry Berman, one of our new arrangers. And now, let's see, I have a little surprise for you. I'm going to introduce the chap who just dropped in. Just dropped into the studio. It's right next to the Paramount where we're making our picture. This chap has written all those song hits you've heard. Cocktails for Two, Bang, This Little Piggy Went to Market, Learn to Croon, and hundreds of others. His name is Sam Coslow. And without any rehearsal or preparation, I've coaxed Sam to come out here and sing a song to you guys. Sam Coslow, ladies and gentlemen. Come on out here, Sammy. What are you going to sing, Sam?
Well, Ben, I'd like to do the two new songs I wrote for Carl Brisson in my latest picture, All the King's Horses.
What's the title, Sam?
A Little White Gardenia, and the first one is Be Careful, Young Lady.
Charming, dear boy, charming.
Be careful, young lady. This is the only heart I own. Be careful, young lady. You're stepping in a danger zone. Your eyes are saying things you know are indiscreet. Why start in playing games you wouldn't dare complete? Be careful, young lady. The moon is treacherous and bright. I'm warning you, lady. I'm not responsible tonight. Look out where you're heading. It's slippery ground you're treading. Be careful, young lady. Before it's too refreshing of the day in May. You may wear it if you care or toss it away. If you look into this wife, gardenia, there's a message there I dare not say. But I'll let this little wife, gardenia, convey. Who knows, tomorrow we may be together or so far apart. Take this token of my love, cherish it and keep it close to your heart. If our paths should ever cross again, dear, accidentally or by case design, if you wear a little white gardenia, I'll know you.
How's it going, Sam? Thanks a lot, old boy. Mighty sweet of Sam to come here and pay the old maestro the compliment of singing. And now let me see. I'd like to dunk you in my coffee from Twirling All Stars. Incidentally, I'd like to dunk you all for the blue ribbon you could find. Dunk you, ladies and gentlemen. Dunk you very much. Dunk you very much. Thank you. bread. I wish that you were in the highball, going to my head. Here, when you sit across the table, I'm then like the giant in the fable. Be fire, go from. I'm overcome with a cannibalistic feeling. I'd like to cover you with mushrooms, and everything. I claim you'd be a dainty dish to set before a king. Set before a king. Sweetheart, if I could obtain you as part of my daily menu, I'd like to get you in my coffee and spread you on my bread. Your favorite dinner dish? Roast beef, macaroni and cheese, ham and eggs? Sounds awfully good, doesn't it? Now add a foaming, tasty bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer or ale. Doesn't the idea of the two together just make your mouth water? Anytime you want to get the fullest enjoyment out of your favorite food, it's time for Pabst. For Pabst Blue Ribbon beer and ale are food's best friends. Pabst Blue Ribbon tastes good by itself, and it brings out the full, fine flavor of good food. At lunchtime and dinner time, and when you want a bite between, it's time for Pabst.
Nice work, my boy. Nice work, Max. By gosh, you're no radio announcer. You're an Epicurean.
You're wrong, Maestro. I was born in Montana.
Nice shopping, my boy. Nice shopping. And now, fare thee well, Annabelle. Fare thee well, Annabelle. From my good pal Rudy Valley's picture, Sweet Music, this is not a phonograph record.
This time, it was the old Maestro's pleasure to introduce to you guys and gals a young lady who was fast becoming one of Hollywood's biggest box office attractions. And this year, it is my pleasure to discover that she is still the top of this year's game.
I'm sure you've all enjoyed her and Flying Down the Rio, The Gay Divorce, Romance in Manhattan. I know that you'll agree with me that she is the proverbial berry in our newest co-starring feature with Irene Dunne and Fred Astaire, Roberta, the famous Roberta. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you that scintillating, fascinating, devastating star, Miss Ginger Rogers. Prepare yourself for an interview, Ginger.
I don't know if I can be interviewed with the boys playing that hot music behind me. When I hear that tune, I want to talk right with them.
That's all right. Tell you what we'll do. We'll do an interview in rhythm. Let me see. On the screen, you're that sweetheart of Fred Astaire.
But in private life, I'm Mrs. Lou Ayer.
Now, Ginger, where was you born?
Why, way down south in the cotton and the corn.
Don't mention corn on the cheer program.
If you get fucked with Ginger, Ginger will stress.
What is this? Mutiny in the ranks? You can say whatever you please.
Oh, thanks.
I hear you've been a dancer since the age of 10.
Ah, 9 and a half to be exact, Ben.
Well, if you know, Big Ben has to always be exact.
So does Ginger, as a matter of fact. That's why I don't want the flop on the air. I think it's high time we got a laugh somewhere.
Well, who was that gentleman I seen you with last night?
That was no gentleman. That was Winkle.
Right.
Say, Maestro, what are we doing here?
Why, Ginger, we gotta go and sell some beer.
Beer, Maestro?
Yes, ginger beer.
Ginger beer, Maestro?
No, Blue Ribbon.
Gonna sell some ale, too?
Yes, ginger ale.
Ginger ale, Maestro?
No Blue Ribbon. The folks are all waiting to hear you sing. If we don't stop this, why, they'll listen to Bing.
Okay, Maestro, I'll do anything.
Okay, Ginger, sing, sing, sing.
Just when I thought the fate was unkind, that happiness wasn't to be. I got a shock and I changed my mind. A miracle happened to me. If the moon turns green and shadows get up and walk around and clouds come tumbling to the ground, I wouldn't be surprised. But didn't you fall in love with me? If the stars turn blue and willows that weep begin to sing, and when it changes in the spring, I wouldn't raise my eyes. But didn't you fall in love with me? I thought I was foolish to think of romance with someone so charming as you. Thought I was hoping without an chance, but every hope came true. If the moon turns green and rivers begin to flow upstream, and this is all a crazy dream, I wouldn't be surprised. For then the thing can happen if you can fall in love with me. If the moon turns green and shadows are starting to walk all around, and clouds come tumbling down to the ground, I wouldn't be surprised. But didn't you fall in love with me? If the stars turn blue and willows that used to be caught in the spring, and wintertime changes right into the spring, I wouldn't raise my eyes. But didn't you fall in love with me? I thought I was foolish to think of romance with someone so charming as you. Thought I was hoping without any time, but if the hope came true, if the moon turns green and rivers begin to flow upstream, and this is all a crazy dream, I wouldn't be surprised. But when you think can happen, if you can fall in love with me.
Nice going, Ginger. Thanks, Louis. That was swell. I wish I had the power to describe to you, ladies and gentlemen, the personality of this girl as she stood here in front of this microphone singing that song. She's as charming to know off the stage, out of the studio, as she is to see on the screen. She's waving to me. Is my face red? I wonder if Winchell is listening in. And now the next number on this Lincoln's birthday program is an old one. I played Fiddle for the Czar. The dear old Lincoln. Gosh, how history repeats itself. Back in 1863, when Lincoln was head of the Republican Party, he arranged that none of the slaves would have to work anymore. Now in 1935, the Democrats have arranged that none of the Republicans have to work anymore. The days of white Russia. No other days were greater. In those times, it used to be, I was known as a marquee. But what a marquee over here? A sign and a theater. I was once a member of the court. Now only life is gloomy. Now I'm just a member of the court. When someone wants to sue me, that's why I sigh and cry. To look at me, you'd never think that I play fiddle for the Czar. I played fiddle for the Czar. If he would say play something hutsy, I would play a hutsy dutsy. I played fiddle for the Czar. Why, I was married both near and far. Then came the revolution, and it really got me goat. Why, they asked no questions, but they dumped me on a boat. And now I'm here, yes, I am here. But I played fiddle for the Czar. Sayama! Gregory Rapoff, Ryovsky, Koyan, Bayanka. I played fiddle for the Czar. I played fiddle for the Czar. Why, they would all go off their nutcher, stuffing up a glass of butcher when I played fiddle for the Czar. And when he had a cold, I played guitar. And when he felt romantic, and the skies were blue above, he would call the Tsarina in and start and make it love. But I was there, yes, I was there, with wine and caviar, playing second fiddle to the Czar. Zelda, Panyamaya Paruski, Misha Bolyovsky. And now, a bit of the medley. The first is the song written by Papa Dion, I Believe in Miracles. And the second, I Woke Up Too Soon. John King is going to sing. Second, I Woke Up Too Soon. John King is going to sing. I woke up too soon. Last night the moon was shining brightly. I went for a ride along the ocean road with Greta Garbo. We parked in a lonely spot on the beach. Greta turned her luminous eyes upon me and said, I have never kissed an orchestra leader. What is it like? I woke up too soon.
I woke up too soon.
ending a dream. You were so beautiful, so wonderful, and so divine. There was such tenderness in your caress. You were almost mine, almost mine. But I woke up too soon. Oh, how you thrilled me. When my lips met yours, was heavenly. We sang to the stars, we danced on the moon. The world was a year of June. I make my dreams come true, my darling. Now, love, can weave a miracle right before your eyes. The day we met, I seemed to see an angel walk right up to me from out the sky. Some magical power brought us together like this in one magical hour. Strangers with sweet hearts in one little kiss. I believe in miracles. Honestly, I do. No wonder I get lyrical about that certain miracle that gave me you.
Nice going, Frank. Frank Prince's voice is really improving. Well, folks, we're going into the home stretch. If my singing has caused you insomnia and you have to count sheep after retiring, it's time for Pabstola. Why don't you get yourself a bottle of Pabst just before tucking yourself into the feathers? See how much easier it is to drop off to sleep and how much more rest you get. Relax with Pabst. By God, there's a slogan. I hope my forces are listening in. Relax with Pabst. Try it. Last night I tried it, and so help me, I dreamt of Mae West. I can't guarantee the same thing for you, but try it. And if there's no Pabst in your refrigerator, order a case tomorrow morning. And now, it's time for au revoir and pleasant dreams. Au revoir, pleasant dreams. Think about when requesting the theme. Until next Tuesday, when possibly you all may tune in again. Keep the old maestro always in your Yelda. Au revoir, this is Ben Burney, ladies and gentlemen, and all the lads, wishing you a bit of pleasant dream. May good luck and happiness, success, good health, good cheer attend your scene. And now, we've got to leave you here. Don't forget that good old past blue ribbon, dear Yelda. Au revoir, a fond cheerio, a toodle doodle, a bit of a toot toot, and pleasant dreams. The Pabst Blue Ribbon program reaches you each week at this time. This is the National Broadcasting Company. Yeah.